In July, Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance President Joe Connors was very pleased that the group's effort to get commercial set netting banned in the state's urban areas was going to move forward. Now he's disappointed. The state is challenging the Anchorage Superior Court ruling that was recently handed down. In a statement today, Connors said the group looks forward to taking its case to the Alaska Supreme Court. The plan is to get a voter initiative on the ballot for 2016 that would effectively ban commercial set netting in Cook Inlet. Andy Hall, president of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, which represents most of the people who would be affected by the ban, says putting the decision to voters sets a dangerous precedent.
If you look at what this means to the Alaskan economy, if you start looking at managing our resources at the ballot box, this has implications for every aspect of Alaska's resource-based economy.
This current fight between sport and commercial fishing interests on the Kenai Peninsula stems from a several-year decline in king salmon returns, with both sides holding the other responsible for the historically low returns.